Talent acquisition laws and regulations. Job applicants have legal protections and rights even before they become employees. Federal law prohibits employers from engaging in discriminatory hiring practices in all stages of the recruitment process, including job advertisements, screening and interviewing, pre-employment assessments, and selection of the final candidate. Protected classes outlined in federal law include race, color, national origin, gender, pregnancy, age, disability, or religion. State and local laws may specify additional protected classes based on factors such as the sexual orientation of a job applicant. However, an employee may discriminate on some basis if a bona fide occupational qualification, or BFOQ, exists even when the trait in question is a valid and necessary job requirement. To be eligible for a BFOQ, employers should seek legal advice before implementing the qualification. Below are federal laws and regulations that are vital for an HR professional to understand throughout the recruitment, selection, and hiring process. Major laws and regulations that affect the selection process. Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Enforced by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or EEOC, the most well-known regulation, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, prohibits discrimination in employment practices based on race, color, religion, sex, and national origin. In 1991, the Civil Rights Act of 1991 was enacted to allow for compensatory and punitive damages in cases of intentional discrimination. Age Discrimination in Employment Act of 1967, or ADEA. The Age Discrimination in Employment Act prohibits discrimination against persons 40 years of age and over and promotes the hiring, promotion, and other terms and conditions of employment of older people. The Act also requires hiring decisions based on abilities rather than age. The ADEA covers all private and public employers with 20 or more employees, unions with 25 or more members, employment agencies, apprenticeships, and training programs. Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, of 1990. The Americans with Disabilities Act is a comprehensive act designed to protect individuals with disabilities and includes three areas of legislation: employment, or Title I, state and local government, Title II, and public accommodations and commercial facilities, Title III. Title III, Public Accommodations and Commercial Facilities, requires the activities of places of public accommodations, businesses that are generally open to the public and that fall into one of 12 categories listed in the ADA, such as restaurants, movie theaters, schools, daycare facilities, recreation facilities, and doctor's offices, and newly constructed or altered places of public accommodation, as well as commercial facilities, privately owned, non-residential facilities such as factories, warehouses, or office buildings, to comply with the ADA standards. Title II, State and Local Government, prohibits discrimination based on a disability in services, programs, and activities provided by state and local government entities. Title I, Employment, prohibits private employers, state and local governments, employment agencies, and labor unions with 15 or more employees from discriminating against qualified individuals with disabilities in job application procedures, hiring, firing, advancement, compensation, job training, and other terms, conditions, and privileges of employment. Employers must consider all qualified individuals for employment when he or she is capable of performing the essential functions of the job, either unaided or with reasonable accommodation. While employers may ask disability-related questions and require medical examinations, this may only be conducted following a conditional job offer. According to the EEOC, while employers may not ask disability-related questions or require a medical evaluation pre-offer, they can evaluate the individual to determine qualifications for the position. Examples include, employers may ask about an applicant's ability to perform specific job functions. For example, an employer may state the physical requirements of a job, such as the ability to lift a certain amount of weight or the ability to climb ladders, and ask if an applicant can satisfy these requirements. Employers may ask about an applicant's non-medical qualifications and skills, such as the applicant's education, work history, and required certifications and licenses. Employers may ask applicants to describe or demonstrate how they would perform job tasks. Key term: disability was initially defined by the ADA as a physical and mental impairment that substantially limits one or more major life activities. Examples of major life activities include, but are not limited to, transferring and mobility, toileting and personal hygiene, bathing and dressing. Expanded by the ADA Amendments Act of 2008, the definition of disability includes a non-exhaustive list of major life activities that include caring for oneself, performing manual tasks, seeing, hearing, eating, sleeping, walking, standing, lifting, bending, speaking, breathing, learning, reading, concentrating, thinking, communicating, and working.